What You Don't Understand About Insurance, brought to you by Carolina's Insurance and Investment Group in Rock Hill, doing what we say we will do.
So once we've talked about individual health care insurance and how the window is open now for the Affordable Care Act, that's good for people who are under 65 years of age. So what about Part D and Medicare?
So Part D, which is the prescription drug benefit to Medicare, you actually have open enrollment that started October 15th and it runs through December the 7th. And, you know, a lot of people get confused on this. When you listen to the commercials, they say open enrollment for Medicare. It's not open enrollment for Medicare. It's really open enrollment for Part D and not for your Medicare supplement. Typically, it's not for that. I mean, you can move your Medicare supplement if you're healthy, but if you're not healthy, you probably cannot move your Medicare supplement, depending on what type you own. So if you want to explore options on your Part D policy, the one that pays for your drugs.
And you should, by the way.
Yeah, because they all charge different copays for different medications.
Right. And whether you need prescriptions or not, you're going to have Part D.
You do, or you get penalized.
Yeah, John Wright.
That's right. So the federal government gives you Part A, which is your inpatient benefit. They give you Part B. You pay $130 or so a month for that. You buy a supplement that wraps around Part A and Part B, and you have to buy a Part D policy. So there are three premiums, basically, you typically pay. The most common way to buy it is buying it that way.
So take advantage of the knowledge that's over at Carolina's Insurance and Investment Group about all this stuff. And to get that ball rolling, Watts?
Call Lisa Watts at 803-980-2446. 803-980-2446.
Thank you, Watts.
Thank you, Manning.
Join us next week for What You Don't Understand About Insurance, brought to you by Carolina's Insurance and Investment Group in Rock Hill, doing what we say we will do.